How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thankfully, the rain has subsided. Nice little afternoon here, Brian.
Yeah, how about that? And appreciate you, Dawson, mentioned that. It's been a nice afternoon. I understand Michelle just told me my dad's watching.
Oh,
on
hey,
the
Dad.
App. Yeah, Big Larry's watching.
What's up, Papa brought us?
Sitting in the chair. Salute. So, yeah, so thank him. It's kind of nice he's up, and he's been checking out our show a lot more. And Michelle just said, yeah, your dad's watching. He's like, he's wondering why you're sitting in the chair all the time.
Well, you know, it's
comfortable. And he's watched me like struggle get out of the chair.
It's the most comfortable chair in the building.
It is the most comfortable chair.
The chair is magical.
But no, thank you guys. Appreciate that.
Heck yeah, that's awesome.
Love you, Dad.
Well, and thanks to your dad for watching.
Yep.
All right, turn it on, leave it on. It's time now for a mixed bag with Wolchuk.
All right, let's go ahead and shake it up. You never know what you're going to get in a mixed bag. And we're going to start on the ice as, holy moly, it happened. The Vegas Golden Knights swept the Colorado Avalanche. They are advancing to the Stanley Cup Final as the Avs are now in a lot of trouble because they are probably in a worse cap situation than what the Stars are in, and now their core is starting to go north of 30 years old. But this improbable run that the Golden Knights are in, they're the first Stanley Cup Final team with under 40 wins in an 80-plus game season since the 2002 Hurricanes. Their 95 points in the regular season would not have been enough to make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, and they were a plus 2,500 to sweep the Avs. This is a team that is loaded with talent with the Mitch Marner addition. And, of course, they've got Jack Eichel, and they're good defensively. But they just underperformed all regular season. That leads to Bruce Cassidy, their coach, getting fired right before the season ended. And they bring in a new coach. They go 19-4-1 ever since he's been brought on board in Tortorella. So this is quite the run for Vegas, and they might, who knows? I mean, Montreal and Carolina, they've got game four tonight. I believe Carolina has won the last two games via overtime. Carolina, I think, is the team that I would be rooting for because of Logan Stankoven, and that's a team that's also been on the cusp for a while, similar to Dallas, but just a crazy turn of events. It seemed like Colorado was just a juggernaut that wasn't going to be stopped. Instead, they ran into a buzzsaw, as Pete Bednar would say, in the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, but didn't they have some injuries, though, too, in this?
Cale Makar and Nathan McKinnon were both banged up. Yeah. You did have Mark Stone miss time, though, for Vegas as well. Now, Makar did play yesterday in their loss, and unfortunately, the postgame show for the Colorado Avalanche put up there, instead of four hits, they added an S before the hits on the graphic.
Ouch.
So it said four
bleeps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if somebody was just mad at him for his performance, or that was just probably a mistake.
Is this a game plan that the front office for the Golden Knights always uses? Like, dump the coach? Didn't they win a cup dumping the coach?
They won with DeBoer.
But I thought we've seen them dump the coach.
They have,
I thought they dumped the coach to get DeBoer. Right?
They might have, and then they fired DeBoer. No, they fired DeBoer and won with Cassidy, what it was.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Cassidy's first year.
This is a front office game plan that's brilliant. They just let's
shake it up.
They're a good front office.
We need to do something different in the room, and next thing you know, they're in the finals.
Yeah, they've been a fantastic team ever since they entered the NHL.
Hockey does that quite a bit, right?
Yeah, the Utah Mammoth.
They'll just dump them, and all of a sudden you get a playoff run.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It absolutely is. It has worked out. It's bizarre with coaching. Now, here was a blockbuster Stars trade idea that Bleacher Report put out there, because we don't know what's going to happen with Jason Robertson. They do say the hope is that Robertson just stays with the Stars. They end up getting a deal done here financially. But let's say that the Stars don't want to go to $14 to $15 million a year. A trade partner that I keep seeing is the Pittsburgh Penguins. And in this deal, you could do something centered around defenseman Erik Karlsson, who would add a right-handed shot defensively and has still played like an elite defenseman in the NHL. Plus, they would have to throw in draft capital, which the Stars desperately could use because they've utilized a lot of that in trades over the last few years, most notably for Rantanen. So you could get a mid-first-round pick, maybe something else, plus Karlsson from Pittsburgh in exchange for Robo. I mean, they're certainly losing a ton of points in offensive weaponry there. But to add a player like Erik Karlsson would be something that I would have to consider if I was the Stars, and ultimately this ends up getting too expensive for you.
By the way, speaking of Robo, he is on the Rangers telecast tonight with Sands and Elvis.
Yes, he is. I hope that Jared breaks the news of maybe a new contract.
I mean, something to be done there. You know what I was thinking of when I saw that? And sorry, I don't have any hockey analysis for you, but I thought, how cool would it be if instead of a first pitch, you had a ceremonial...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First hit. And a guy like Jason Robertson, who's a beast in hockey, could stand up there and take a Groot fastball from the pitcher of his choice.
Oh, damn.
Create a little bit of excitement.
Okay.
Right? Maybe it's the pitching coach,
yeah,
right, to keep things safe and copacetic and everything.
Maybe you want to grow fastball right now.
Could you imagine the excitement if your favorite hockey player hit a bomb? And now we're going to play a Rangers game.
Yeah.
Right? The ceremonial first pitch is cool.
That'd be cool.
And if you're a former president or like somebody who can't hit, you got options, right? Do I want to go pitch or hit?
That'd be fun.
Robertson hits a bomb and then the Rangers get no hit.
they sign Robertson.
At least we saw one.
The most offense we saw all night. Yeah, that's crazy. I'd be in on that.
You could bring back legends to try to hit dongs.
Yeah.
You could sponsor this thing. I'm going to float it to Sands.
I like the idea. Ole Miss is also starting to get investigated now. The NCAA after Adabo Sweeney remark on Luke Ferrelli, one of the players that I guess transferred over there. And yet Pete Golding's like, bring it on. He said, told the NCAA, go after me and I'll expose the system. So he is sending a warning to the NCAA.
I think they're just kind of calling kids up right on campus there for places.
I'm ready for this, dude. The NCAA is messy, and there's so much messiness that's gone on behind the scenes that they've just kind of whatever. Now, you know what? I dig this energy from Pete Golding. Bring it on. Let's go. You want to expose me? I'll expose you. It's an expose off. Keep your pants on.
Sounds kind of sexual.
If you want to think of it that way.
But, you know, I think this is, you know, probably playing out in a lot of places in the world where you have info that's weaponized and everybody's in a standoff. Like, if you say something, I'm going to say something.
Maybe Lane Kiffin left at just the right time and you end up getting a bunch of sanctions for Ole Miss.
That was the great thing about the old Southwest Conference when we were all cheating.
Yeah.
That we wouldn't turn each other in.
Honor among thieves or something.
Yeah, like listen, if we're all cheating here, let's not
keep it down.
Yeah, let's not kill the conference here.
Yeah, don't throw away the bag, man.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. Yeah. All right, let's go to story time. We'll go to Bill Belichick on with Pardon My Take. Now, one of the biggest hits that I think we've ever seen.
Hits.
What did you say, Phil?
Yeah.
What did you think I said?
You gotta relax.
I said hits.
Thought you were talking Fudge Dragons. Yeah.
But after you said biggest
that you've ever seen.
Yeah, there biggest wasn't. There
the
wasn't
context clues didn't help out either. You know,
it was one of the biggest hits you've ever seen.
One of the biggest hits that we've ever seen.
He does have some
Sean Taylor.
he is a little bit juggy up top, old Belichick.
He is. He does have large ones, and he is in charge. Now he was on with Pardon My Take, and he's talking about remember the Pro Bowl hit that we saw.
Oh yeah, Sean Taylor on the punter
getting just obliterated. Yeah. Well, who was the head coach for the AFC team that day? It was Bill. What the hell happened with that?
And then you guys got desperate and you tried running a fake punt directly into Sean Taylor's face. What was that play call about?
Well, Mormon, who was really fast, right?
Yeah.
Mormon ran like about a 4.5, and so he fake punted us at Buffalo, right? And it was like 4th and 8 or whatever, and he ran and he got like 10 yards. And so that pissed me off and pissed off Seeley too, the special teams coach. And so we're like, well, this guy's really fast, the Pro Bowl, you know, nobody's really expecting us to fake the punt. So like, you know, let's go ahead and put it in. You know, you good with it, Mormon? Yeah, sure, he's good with it. We call it. And I've never seen anybody get hit as hard as Sean Taylor hit him. I was just telling Jackie yesterday, his daughter, who goes to school here, we were talking about that play, and that was a total yard sale. His helmet, his ear pads, his chin strap, his mouthpiece, he's over there by the team doctors.
Yeah.
He's like 10 yards out of bounds, underneath the team doctors and a dentist and over everybody. And I've never seen anybody get a hit so hard. That is one of the hardest hits I have ever seen.
Yeah.
That was a, oh my God.
Not a yard sale, bro. Not a yard sale.
Such a great line.
That is awesome.
I think that's a skiing term.
Oh, a yard sale?
We would yell at people that had crashed beneath us because, you know, the hat and the goggles and the skis,
lose everything.
The poles, you know, they're every yard sale.
Oh, man.
I hadn't heard that term in a long time. Salute to Belichick, who, by the way, sounds like he's picked up like a 2-pack-a-day habit. That's extra horse and deep Belichick.
Mm. Hey, maybe his girlfriend's got him onto something now.
Yeah, maybe.
College will do that to you, man.
You know, just smoking a lot of dope.
Some blue chews, something like that. Maybe
some blue chews.
He's living the college life, keeping young. We got three down, 90 minutes to go. What are we doing next, Chief?
Football's finest, football quotables, and a tale of two weekends for these two teammates next year in the nation.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history. A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.